Hello, my name is Krista Gibson, and I am a business mentor who uses a spiritual base with my business mentoring process. I'm also the publisher of a newspaper called New Spirit Journal, and I'm the author of a couple of books and CD programs and MP3 programs. Today, what I want to talk to you about is what I call marketing whiplash. And my question is, do you suffer from marketing whiplash? How do you know if you have this this disease? You'll know because you'll be going along marketing your business and a friend will say, oh, you have to try this. And you'll stop what you're doing and you'll go try that. Or you'll read an article or you'll get an email and you'll be doing one kind of marketing. Somebody will say, oh, you got to do this. Off you go. Well, what do you get out of that? You get what I call marketing whiplash, and you don't accomplish very much. All that happens is you get jerked around from here, there, and everywhere else, and then you wonder why your business isn't growing. So let's talk about how to avoid marketing whiplash. The first thing you need to do is you need to know who are your people, what I call your people. The business people call this your client profile, your target market. You need to spend some time really getting clear on who your people are. Who are the individuals who are going to profit from what you have to offer? Who are going to be likely to want to work with you or shop with you? Are they men? Are they women? What's their income? What's their educational background? What do they read? Where do they shop? All of these things. You need to sit down, ask yourself those questions, and get it in writing so that you really know. Too many people think that absolutely the entire world is their market. Well, I hate to tell you, but that just is not true. Everybody isn't your potential client. Everybody isn't your potential customer. Get serious, get real, and sit down and come up with who are your people. Once you know who your people are, then the next question is, how am I going to reach these people? You need to do research. Where do they hang out? What do they read? What are the ways that they're going to find out about you? Are they online? Are they not online? Spend time, do your research, and find out where you're going to find these people. Once you know who you're looking for, and then you know where you're likely to find them, you want to make a plan. You sit down and you look at all these different ways to reach them, and you look at your budget, you look at your time, and you say, what are the things that I can realistically do that's going to put my business and my name in front of these people and that they're likely to act, to get in touch with me, to come to my store? Then you're going to stick with this for at least 6 months. Yes, 6 months. No matter what anybody says to you, no matter what is presented to you, you are going to stick with your plan for 6 months and you're going to keep records. You're going to ask people how they found you. You're going to see what of the things that you've done worked and what didn't work. But you're not going to let yourself get sidetracked every time a friend or a colleague comes to you and says, oh, you've just got to try this. You know, maybe that is working for them and isn't that grand? It doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And if you've done your homework, and if it is going to work for you, guess what? You probably are already doing it. In order for this to work for you, you need to create what I like to call the someday maybe box. This can be an actual physical box that you have somewhere in your home or office. It can be a file on your computer or on your iPod or your phone or wherever you keep records. What this is, when you get an idea or when somebody comes to you with something that's not on your plan, it goes into the someday maybe box. You do not act on it. You set it aside. Every 3 months, you pull things out of the someday maybe box. You look at them. You say, well, is now the time for me to implement that? If it is, then get it on board. If it isn't, back in the box it goes. What this does is it allows you to focus. If you don't focus on your marketing plan, and if you don't do it long enough and deep enough, it is not going to work for you. So there you have it. There's how you avoid marketing whiplash. If you'd like some help with this, I do offer one-to-one business mentoring consultations by telephone or by Skype. And I also offer a six-week business mentoring program where we really work on these issues specifically related to you so that you can come up with a plan that's going to work for you. I've also written a book called The Entrepreneur's Toolbox, which walks you through this entire process. It's a six-chapter book that takes you week by week through a process like this that can help you get on your feet, and that is available through Amazon.com. It's also available through my website, which is KrystaGibson.com, KrystaGibson.com. And if you're interested in looking at my newspaper, that website is NewSpiritJournal.com.